moment, we had first ever hello fourth baby miscommunication where so Jacob was here this morning and so I said, okay, well I'm like running late, can you take the kids? So I just left the van and he took the big two and I assumed he was coming back for the little one and he assumed I took the little one. So he's fine. But my mama heart needs moment. So 6 years ago, we did the same Bible study. And it was one of my first Bible studies with women's ministries. My first one was about this age. And my heart was so calloused. Part of me felt like I was beyond the basics. I had just come from a Bible college, and I thought, I know this stuff. But while I had a lot of head knowledge, I had very little heart knowledge about the work of the cross. It was this study, the voices of many wise women from this stage, and my Bible study leader at the time, Sue Sawyer, who taught me how to sit at the cross. So last week, the first question in our homework was, what has Jesus' work on the cross meant to you thus far in your life? And before, my answer would have been short, and it would have been basic and theological. And that was not the answer that I had this time. The answer that bubbled up in me was lengthy and heartfelt. And it was in huge contrast. And so I wanted to share that with you. Because it's not often that we get to see through a window so clearly to who we were and to the way that God has been maturing us. And so this is my process, but it's all of our processes. It is all of us growing up. And so this week, we're confessing our sins. And I just want to say that if it's the same sins that have been there for years and years, God is still growing you up. And you still have purpose. And you're right on time. So, I ask that we would have ears to hear and eyes to see God growing us up today.
Hello.
And here is my answer to what the cross means to me right now. The cross is the crux of creation. It's the one thread that, if pulled, undoes everything. The cross is my very life. It is the work that seals me for heaven and gives me access to the Holy Spirit to live in me. It covers my sin. It frees me from self-sufficiency. It frees me from shame. It rids my flesh of the reigning power. It fulfills the law and thereby frees me from slavery to the law. The cross is my equipping for kingdom living. It is my teacher of humility, sacrifice, suffering, and glory. It overwhelms me with love, and it draws me to worship. It levels my pride where I feel superior, and it lifts my face where I feel inferior. The cross is a solution for my sin, the healing from my pain at the hands of others. The cross is my armor, my helmet of salvation, and my breastplate of righteousness. It is the beginning, middle, and end of my faith journey. The cross confronts me, it offends me, and it convicts me. It is the picture of my own suffering and the suffering that I inflict. Mm-hmm. It is incomprehensible and baffling. It is simultaneously... I want to reject it and embrace its love, power, and forgiveness. So many days I don't want to need a savior. I want to be perfect, and I want to have a pretty life. And my need for the cross feels like an ugly truth. It highlights my depravity. Sometimes I want to hold on to my hurt, my anger, or my desire to be right. I want to put on my flesh like an old, ill-fitting coat. And even in that place, Jesus' work on the cross redefines who I am. I am a co-heir with Christ, beloved, righteous, and redeemed. And now let us pray.